question is, you know, in the government and its relation to the rights activists. Recently, in late 2013, early 2014, you're seeing a lot of rhetoric coming from the Chinese Communist Party calling for things like judicial independence, greater respect for lawyers, and I think there's some people in the West who has seen this as a positive development, that it's showing that the government wants incremental legal reform and that there's space then. But my question to you, given this crackdown that's happened, should we see this rhetoric as anything positive? How should we view it? And how should you view the rhetoric that's happening simultaneously with this very severe crackdown on rights lawyers?
Yeah, well, maybe answering this question does require looking at least briefly at some of the reform measures or the changes under the new leadership. And I mean, I think the anti-corruption campaign is probably a good example. I think it would be quite a mistake to see that as a new leadership coming in and trying to essentially provide sort of establish a basis for further reaching reforms that ultimately sort of end in this end goal of the democratization, liberalization narrative. Which is a stable rule of law system with increasing political openness and so on and so forth. Because if you look at what actually happens in the anti-corruption campaign on the ground, I think that I believe it would be really hard to deny that people who do end up being investigated for corruption due to corruption allegations are really those who have somehow lost protection from within the system. It is, after all, it remains a party decision who will be investigated for corruption. And so another way, and perhaps a more accurate way of seeing what is going on under this so-called anti-corruption campaign is actually a party purge, a party internal purge that serves the ultimate goal of strengthening and centralizing control under the central leadership and centralizing the control by Xi Jinping. So that is really very, very far from sort of construction of the rule of law, which of course would also require some moves against corruption, but those would take the form of the use of the judicial process, an open process, and a rule of law-based process. And all of that, I don't think we are seeing clearly at all. I mean, just think of the fact that high-ranking officials who are targeted are not processed just through the judicial system, but rather just as they used to be before, they are put under some sort of party internal detention and so on and so forth. So I think that tells us a lot about the sort of liberalization narrative that you just brought up. I think it is a very powerful narrative, and it has been extremely attractive also for essentially anyone who has tried to engage China from the outside, all the many foundations, foreign governments, institutions who have tried to strengthen rule of law development in China over the past decades. And I think that, of course, from the perspective of all of those institutions and individuals working with them, they're very powerful reasons, important reasons for wanting to see this kind of incremental reform process that you mentioned, and to make constructive contributions to this process without, at the same time, without alienating the authorities. But for the reasons I just gave, I don't think that we see, we have evidence from on the ground that this is what is happening. And of course, that means also that this powerful, attractive, but then also somehow a little bit anesthetizing narrative of gradual liberalization just doesn't work in China, amongst academic circles and so on. I think you can see that reflected in a shift of vocabulary away from constant users of the word reform, judicial reforms, Wahlgeiger, and so on and so forth. I think that people are becoming more critical of that idea because they reached the conclusion that it does not seem to be working, and they are talking more broadly about change. And I think that what I would take away from that shift is that, of course, that agency in change and legal political change does not necessarily lie with the government. I think that increasingly the momentum has shifted to civil society, including the human rights movement.
Just as one last question, is what do you see short term for the future of human rights advocates in China? Not long term, just short term. I mean, do we see it getting worse, or do you not even want to try to get?
Well, I think that yes, we do see it. For the moment, we see it getting worse, and I would be very pleasantly surprised if there were sudden sort of loosening. Of lightening of the pressure and so on and so forth. The events of the past couple of weeks and months have sent very strong signals that it is quite likely that more lawyers will be detained. We are now unfortunately finding that human rights defenders, when detained, can be expressed in very significant levels of violence, and of course you mentioned the terrible news of the death of Cao Shunli. I think that what is interesting is that despite all this repression, despite the worsening long-term crackdown, you also have a rise in numbers of human rights lawyers. You have more and more lawyers showing solidarity with human rights lawyers and actually showing, expressing a willingness to be called human rights lawyers, identifying with this human rights cause. And what I also find remarkable is that human rights lawyers are amongst the most optimistic people I speak to when I go to China.
Okay, well, I guess, yeah, the increase in numbers, I mean, that gives us some hope in the midst of all this despair. But I want to thank you, Professor Pills, for your time and for letting us know and trying to figure out what's happening on the ground in China. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This morning I woke, restless and heady, with blood pulsing fierce in the vein. There's light on a line this morning and maybe forever. I move with regard for the signs. You know I've searched my heart to prove there's better ways to push and pull. Hey, whatever gets you through these days.